25th year.
And I got the sunshine and the blue sky up above. I got the black cow under my wheels. And I got big dreams. And I got people that I love. And there ain't nothing wrong.
Who do you love most in your life? I hope you're surrounded by people that you love, because your day will be so much better with people around you that you love to be with. It's a wonderful thing to have people in your life that you love. I'm reading a book called 20,000 Days and Counting by a fellow named Robert Smith. It's dubbed the Crash Course to Mastering Your Life. And he suggests that every day you get a blank piece of paper and title it My Purpose in Life Today. So if you were to, Kenny, take a piece of paper and on the top of it put My Purpose in Life Today, what would you write? How would you approach? And he encourages people to write all that you can. Whatever comes into your mind, write it down. So what would you do?
Oh, my purpose today? Well, number one would be to do something to make Lisa's life better.
Lisa's the wife.
Yes.
And that's why she loves you, because you are some... I think I'm betting you do that every day.
I do my best to.
Yeah, and that's why you will stay together. As long as you have that spirit, that's perfect. You don't have to go any further than that. I was also... The book has... they're very short chapters and things you can grasp very quickly. That's what I like about books like this. It's a good airplane book. He includes a quote from Charles Dickens in the book. Who doesn't remember Dickens, the British novelist, who said, "A day wasted on others is not wasted on oneself." Now, if that isn't food for thought, I don't know what is. Think about that, and think about how you spend your time and what you will do today that is full of purpose. That's a suggestion from this book, 20,000 Days and Counting. Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Roberta Fasanelli and Ken Kessler are here with me. Later on in the hour, we're going to meet Dan Reilly, who is known far and wide as the Inspired Grocer. Somebody who came to me through my friend, the fellow who's known far and wide as the supermarket guru. This fellow is a man who ran Ralph's and Kroger's. And he has a great... This guy was responsible for $50 million in sales every week. How'd you like to have that as your job? Here's my job description. I must make $50 million a week. How about that? You put that up on the board. Talk about starting out your day. So he'll have some words of wisdom, I'm sure, for us. I'm told he's a very inspirational sort of guy. So that'll be cool. Maybe he'll help us do a little better in the supermarket as well. So that's coming up later on in this hour of Good Day. We're all talking a lot about the Supreme Court this week and the fact that they are dealing with the issue of gay marriage. Do you know who's responsible for really moving this along? A lot of you say, oh, it was district attorneys and it was lawyers and yada, yada. No. It was a diminutive 83-year-old woman who got this thing going. Her name is Edith Windsor. She looks, as I see her sitting in a chair, like a very tailored and coiffed woman. She has on, in the picture I'm looking at, a long string of pearls. She has sort of a proper New York City look to her, Roberta. She is from New York City. And she likes to be called Edie, by the way, she's the person who challenges the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, the DOMA Act. The law bans federal recognition and benefits for legally married same-sex couples. She's the one who presented the lawsuit. I don't know what there is in the local media about her, Roberta, but she's quite a character, it would appear. Edith Windsor is suing the federal government because she lived with Thea Spire for 4.5 decades.
Mm-hmm.
The marriage was recognized as legal in the state of New York.
Right.
But when Ms. Spire died, Windsor had to pay $383,000 in estate taxes because the federal government didn't recognize their marriage. You know what this? You know how angry this makes most people who think about it? We're at war with ourselves. We're at war with the government.
Yep.
We are crazy to put up with this stuff. And yet we do, so they can waste and fritter away trillions and trillions of dollars. And that's why I think this is going to be a great day. Hopefully she'll get, well, it's too late now because the lady she lived with is dead.
Right.
But when you think about what this is all about, Roberta, it just drives you nuts.
Well, you know, there's been a great story in New York. I don't know if you saw it, about a gay man who found a newborn baby in the subway, I don't know, 12, 13, 14 years ago.
No, I don't know that.
And, yeah, he was exiting the subway, and he just happened to glance in a corner that most people don't look at, and there was this just newborn just wrapped in, I think, a T-shirt or something.
Wrapped in swaddling clothes and laying in a manger.
Right, you know. Hardly. Yeah. Umbilical cord still attached.
Mm.
So he took a great interest in this baby, a baby boy, and brought it to the proper authorities, to the hospitals, and then was really concerned about this child and actually, you know, went to court the day that they were going to try to decide what's going to happen to this baby. And this judge, this woman judge, who, in my opinion, was absolutely brilliant, you know, looked at him and said, well, if you're so concerned about this child, do you want to adopt him? And the gay guy who was in a committed relationship with a partner looked at his partner and said, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And the story came out a couple of weeks ago, you know, about this and how the young man is now a wonderful young man. They didn't show his picture because they wanted to respect his privacy.
Right.
But, you know, how wonderful it was that this young man, this abandoned baby, was able to grow up in this family.
A loving home.
Albeit it was two gay guys, but I've always maintained anybody who opposes this, why don't you go ask the children of gay couples
how they can't be bothered because their own blindness to the reality of what life is really all about keeps them from wanting. They're so prejudiced, they're so steeped in their own stupid views that, and I'm, a lot of people are going to get angry at me for saying that, but that's the way I feel. I think we have so much time and energy wasted in this country on this sort of thing, when 9 times out of 10 people who are in these relationships that are same-sex couples are happier and better at being parents than are those that are of the heterosexual nature that get into fights and get divorced. And it's just
Victoria has several friends from same-sex families, and these are wonderful, wonderful kids. And the fact that their parents were same-sex parents had no influence on their own sexuality whatsoever. Most of them are straight kids. Some of them are gay, but most of them are straight, and they're thrilled that they grew up in these families, very open-minded kids.
The only the intolerance that's put forth, about the only thing I can say good about Dick Cheney is what he did after recognizing that his daughter was gay, what he said about, and Portman, the senator from Ohio, just found out the same thing, that his kid is gay, so he changed his point of view, because how do you, well, at least with these people, their point of view isn't as important as the people in their family. And that says something really good about them, I think.
Right.
And I mean, it's so tiresome to listen to this foolishness that comes from these people that are so wrapped around their own ignorance. It just is incredible.
Well, you know, the groups that oppose gay partnerships or gay marriage, as they might call it, or even oppose, let's say, abortion, they don't
Why is it any of your business?
Well, the thing is that they don't want abortion to become illegal. They don't want gay marriage to become legal. Illegal. The reason why is because they're going to lose their funding. They are able to gain so much money by riling up people in these opinions.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
and these people send them money. Yeah. So let's say if abortion suddenly became illegal, they have no rallying point anymore.
Right.
This whole thing, you know, people are so easily led. They think that it's about the cause, but a lot of times it's not. It's about the money.
You know what I'll be interested in seeing? I've taken quite a shine to Pope Francis in his early days. I'm quite impressed with him, his attitude, his just demeanor with everybody and the way he approaches things. There's a story floating around today that he's going to stay in the Vatican guest house. He doesn't want to move to the papal apartment. He feels more comfortable in the guest house.
I like this guy.
But I do, too. I like him a lot.
I like this guy.
I hope he does lots for the Catholic Church, and he does lots for the goodness and goodwill of man, because we need somebody like that. A titular head like that would go a long way toward helping what some of the ills are. And I wonder, the Catholic Church, of course, is very opposed to gay marriage. and to, well, I mean, I'm opposed to abortion. If it's me and I'm with somebody and that happens and the person is pregnant and the woman's going to make up her own mind, but I would say to her, please, would you consider keeping the baby? And if that wasn't the case, then you do what the woman decides to do. But I would be an advocate for keeping the baby through term and having it adopted. That's just my...
That's your personal opinion, and that's fine, but you're not going to force it on someone.
No, it isn't my business to force it on somebody. My daughter and I would have the entire opposite point of view on it, and that's okay. It doesn't keep me from loving my daughter just because she has a different point of view as I do. But that's just what I would prefer to see happen under the circumstances.
And what I find dichotomous is that these people who want to legislate these things are the ones who are constantly shouting about no big government. We don't want the government legislating our lives. Yet at the same time, they want to legislate. It's so contradictory in their viewpoint there.
Roberta and Kenny and Doug on Good Day. Richie's off today and tomorrow. Jennifer will be not back till next week. How about your hair? I want you, Kenny. Kenny's got a good head of hair. Roberta's got a good head of hair. Mm-hmm. A lot of women, though, are joining men when it comes to the thin hair department. Hair that's thin, weak, and tired. If that describes you, whether it's the fact that you're a man or a woman doesn't make any difference, your hair and the problems you're having is a result of the aging follicles in your scalp. There's a new product called Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A, Provia. It strengthens your hair follicles, gives you stronger, fuller, more vibrant hair. It's like nothing you've ever tried before, and it works for both men and women. If you've suffered with thinning hair for years, now you can join the thousands of people who have started using Provia. It's a serum. It's an all-natural serum. No side effects. Very easy for you to use. And it is so simple to get it. You'll be getting compliments everywhere as soon as you start using it. Call this number now and order direct from the manufacturer. 800-525-8319. Money-back guarantee with Provia. 800-525-8319. Order it now and mention Doug Steffen. You get a free month supply with your order of Provia. 800-525-8319. Order it risk-free and get a free month supply. Provia for your hair. You got nothing to lose except your hair. 800-525-8319.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
If you're lost in a home, or you're singing,
it's more than just your address. Carry on. It's the place you fall in love with over and over again. HGTV wants to see photos of what home means to you. Your friends, your family, your pets, and favorite neighborhood hangouts. Share your best photos with us, and you might see them on HGTV. Tag your photos with hashtag LoveHome on Instagram and Twitter, and share the love with HGTV.
Discover card.
Yes, hello, good sir. I'm what you might call a food connoisseur, and I'm curious. Is it true I can get 5% cash back right now at restaurants?
That's right, every time you dine.
Ooh, I do like just about everything from duck confit
to corn dog cone ketchup.
Uh-huh, all food should be served on a stick.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 in purchases at restaurants now through March. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
Discover.com. You can discover lots of things. Check out the new crowdfunding portion of the Doug Steffen website at DougSteffen.com. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Devoted to some musical memories, and this is an example of songs that were big back in this era. Actually, these are the top five songs this week in 1982. We start with Air Supply and Sweet Dreams. This was my least favorite of all the Air Supply sugar and pop songs, so we can probably move to number four this week, 1982. I never thought much of this one either. I'm a big Stevie Wonder fan, but this one never do much for me. What about you, Roberta? You remember this song?
Not really.
That Girl?
No.
All right, let's keep going then. Number three. Now we're getting warm.
Yes.
The Go-Go's, We Got the Beat, was number three during this week in 82. Crank it up, Michael. Boom, 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 boom,
this.
The most popular songs on the so-called oldies stations, Journey and Open Arms. It's not really an oldie. It was 80s. Number one for this week in 1982, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. I just got Joan Jett and Pat Benatar confused. I don't know why that was. Because they're a lot different looking. Now I've seen Pat Benatar in person. She's much softer looking. Joan Jett, I don't know how you describe her. Kenny, how would you describe Joan Jett?
Tough.
Yeah.
No, you know, I've met her. In fact, I was at an award ceremony with her several years ago, and she misplaced her pocketbook, and I found it for her.
Oh, really?
And she was really quite sweet. It's just a persona she puts on.
Oh, listen. So I made her a couple of bucks here and there.
Yeah.
That was number one, so we can't make that work anymore. 26 after the hour on Good Day. The Ford Motor Company, FOMOCO. Ever see that on there?
FOMOCO.
That's what it's FOMOCO. Apologizing for a car ad that depicts a Kim, Chloe, and Kourtney Kardashian bound and gagged in the trunk of a Ford.
Oh, dear.
The ad, which had a gloating Paris Hilton in the driver's seat, featured the tagline, "Leave your worries behind with our extra-large boot." Fans were outraged after the poster appeared on the ads of the World website for Ford, prompting the car company to issue an apology. They call the poster contrary to the standards of professionalism and decency with Ford and our ad agency. The company that produced the campaign added the posters were distasteful. So why the heck did you... They were distasteful, but look at all of the attention they have garnered for Ford and for that. You know, you wonder sometimes whether these are really mistakes or was it something that did exactly what they wanted it to do. So now, I wouldn't have seen this ad, but now everybody's talking about Ford and having the... I mean, there are plenty of people who love to see the Kardashians bound and gagged in the trunk of a car.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, let's get serious about it.
Not necessarily bound, but gagged would be a good idea.
Yeah, gagged would be all right, yeah. Stick them in the back of a car, close the trunk. So I'm not sure that there was... I'm one who gets a little cynical when it comes to stuff like this. I'm thinking this was no accident. But, hey, listen, it's all... What, who got hurt? No harm, no foul. Isn't that the term that they use? No harm, no foul. Swiss scientists are working on a new smartphone app that works in conjunction with a small implant which will monitor your blood and send you a warning if you're about to have a heart attack.
Huh.
Who's not going to get this that's got high blood pressure, high triglycerides, high cholesterol, right? If you're on blood-thinning medication, this thing is going to... You talk about something that's in the New World Order. A smartphone app that works in conjunction with an implant that monitors your blood and sends a warning if you're going to have a heart attack. Check that story out in detail. Happy to provide you with the information. It's all there at DougStephan.com.
Musicians, this weekend while others hunt for eggs, you can fill your basket with amazing deals at Guitar Center. Get serious Easter savings throughout the store, like $65 off Fender Dreadnought acoustic guitars, only $99. $100 off Williams digital pianos, $199. And Sennheiser stereo headphones, just $19. We're even open Easter Sunday, so you can score deals like mic and instrument cables. Your choice, buy one, get two free. Guitar Center's Easter weekend savings event. Don't miss it.
Hello, I'm Sean Robinson. Every year in the U.S., more than 350,000 hearts suddenly and unexpectedly stop. But they didn't have to. Early intervention could have saved their lives. Sudden cardiac arrest, or SCA, is a condition in which the heart suddenly and unexpectedly stops beating. On average in this country, one person dies from SCA every 90 seconds, more than breast cancer, lung cancer, or AIDS. Approximately 95% of SCA cases result in death, and while it can happen to anyone, chances are greater in African Americans. Most high-risk patients do not receive recommended treatments. Given my family's history with heart disease, I'm here to shed light on sudden cardiac arrest. Talk to your doctor. Stop SCA before it stops you. You can get more information from the Heart Rhythm Society and access to resources at arresttherisk.org.
I'm David Travers, Chief Operations Officer at Farmers Insurance. We're a proud supporter of the March of Dimes. Walking in March for babies is always special, but with your help, we can make this year better than ever as we celebrate 75 years of March of Dimes breakthroughs for babies. Join us in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help babies.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Good Day rolls right along, celebrating its 25th year.
Let's make it 33 after the hour at the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with the best stories of the day, aimed at getting you to think and also to talk about what it is that we think is pretty important. Roberta's Queen of Cheap routine is pretty important for you to save money. There's a new concept that isn't doing so well for some stores. The word that's used to describe what goes on in a store when you go in and look at something and then you go home and buy it online. It's called showrooming. So have you ever done this, Roberta?
Yes, I will admit to having done that. Yes, indeed.
Because you buy everything online.
I buy everything. Well, most of my stuff I buy from either Amazon or Overstock.
All right. Kenny, you?
Yeah, I have.
I think everybody has.
All right. Well, it appears that some stores have said enough on this, and they're starting to charge you to look at stuff. I don't know how they're going to get away with this, frankly, because it'll cause a lot of ill will, it would seem to me. And I guess my question would be, so you go into a store and you see something, and you, let's say you go to Macy's, and you see something you like, and you go home and you order it online at Macy's.com. So how are they losing? Is the problem here that people are looking at things, and then they may go direct to the manufacturer to buy them instead of through the retail outlet? Is that what's going on?
Or to Amazon or Overstock?
Mm-hmm. Well, that'd be price comparing.
Exactly.
Yeah, right?
Well,
yeah.
If you go to, let's say you go to Sears, and then you go to Macy's. Can you find a lot of the same things in Sears and Macy's? Probably. So you just, but you, so how is that any different than doing this? Well, are they going to charge you? You're going to go walk around, or you're going to drive around and look at different stores. If it's an expensive item, like a new television set, you go to Best Buy, you go to Local Guy, wherever you go. What? They're not going to let you do that anymore? Baloney.
But you can do all that online. What? A lot of times when I would go to look at something, is I just want to see what it looks like physically or feel what it feels like physically.
Yeah, right.
You know, but I'll find it sometimes first online.
So would you pay $5 to touch a television set?
No.
Would you pay $10 to go look at a new Kelvinator refrigerator?
No.
Or not Kelvinator, you're only going to get that at Sears. Do they even make Kelvinator anymore?
I have not seen one in a while.
I'm
Excuse me.
But apparently this store was a specialty food store that started doing this. And, you know, in a way I could see that because how many times, I mean, I know students do this in New York a lot. And I mean, I'll admit to having done it a couple of times where you go into a specialty food store, especially around lunchtime because they're always giving out free samples of things. So you eat your way through the store.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and that way, and you wind up not spending anything, but you know, having a little bit of a snack or a little bit of a lunch there.
Yeah,
that's what Saturdays at Costco are for.
Exactly.
There you
exactly.
Go. Right. And that's a family trip.
It's a family trip, right?
So
that's lunch out on a Saturday.
The showrooming story is at DougStephan.com. Now, Roberta, because she's the queen of cheap, is an old-fashioned coupon person. The coupons have surged in popularity, but are they falling out of favor? There are a couple of studies out this week suggesting that the use of coupons are declining significantly in the last year. One of these studies from the coupon industry consulting firm Inmar found that about 3 billion coupons were redeemed last year, a drop of 14% from the 3.5 billion the year before. So what would that be under the circumstances? A lot of what you're promoting here in the Queen of Cheap is all using coupons.
Well, you know, what I'd like to know is whether they're talking about printed paper coupons, you know, the type that you get in your newspaper on a Sunday.
Or something you have on an app.
Or something you have on an app or online coupons. Or some stores have, you know, instant coupons. In other words, if the product is on sale in their circular, you don't have to clip the coupons. They automatically, when you go buy the item, they automatically just, you know, give you the lower price. So I think it's a matter of how the coupons are used. And I think, you know, the manufacturers have to get with it now and realize that people don't want to carry around 100 little tiny slips of paper and have to wade through them. And who has the time to do that anymore?
Yeah.
They have to get with the program with the apps that automatically sort things for you, or the instant coupons, the automatic coupons that, okay, something's on sale, so I don't need that little stupid piece of paper to get it.
Yeah. Experts say that frugality is still in vogue, but shoppers have gotten savvy at saving money, and now they don't need coupons because you can compare so much stuff online.
Right.
A little bit here and a little bit there. Phil Lempert, who's the supermarket guru, says it was like the training wheels teaching people how to save money. Experts like Phil say it's pretty common for coupon use to rise when the economy goes south and start falling when the economy gets better. So in essence, what they're saying is lack of coupon use means the economy is getting better. That's the takeaway from Phil and that conversation. Check out Phil, by the way, the Queen of Cheap, and Phil Lempert are both on the homepage at DougStephan.com. In a moment, we're going to continue this conversation with Dan Riley, who's known far and wide as the Inspired Grocer. You can check him out at theinspiredgrocer.com.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's tutoring my students after school.
It's staying late at the office.
And it's grading papers on weekends.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax is a personalized interview that helps you get deductions and credits specific to you, from school supplies to continuing education credits, so you get back every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a homeowner, you don't simply live in a house. You live in a giant tax deduction. That's because homeowners often qualify for a range of deductions that can greatly impact your taxes. Among them, property tax, mortgage interest, and home equity loan deductions. They add up fast, and TurboTax can help you determine which ones you qualify for. To get more details on homeowner deductions and find out how TurboTax can help you get back every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
Longer days and warmer weather means spring is here. That also means it's time for annual spring cleaning. And one product helps do it all. Plan to cover every area of your home in inside and out efficiently and effectively with the new Arm & Hammer Baking Soda 5-pound resealable bag. With easy-to-store, water-resistant packaging and resealable closure, the new 5-pound bag is the ultimate in cleaning convenience. And each bag includes a scoop, ensuring quick and easy dosing. Best of all, it can be used throughout the entire house, in the kitchen, safely clean food prep areas, fresh in upholstery and carpet, in the living room and bedrooms, clean bathroom floors, tubs, sinks, and shower curtains. Even use it outside to make lawn furniture and grills look like new with no harsh chemicals. Once you've cleaned with ease, you can enjoy all that spring has to offer. Now available at Walmart in the cleaning aisle. For more, visit armandhammer.com.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Dan Riley is joining Roberta and Kenny and me. He's known far and wide as the Inspired Grocer. He's got a great website that's obviously inspiring, theinspiredgrocer.com. Former vice president of ops of Ralph's, which was bought out by Kroger's a number of years ago. Ralph's is one of the big, especially in Southern California, or California in general, there's a Ralph's on every corner. I can't go from my house across town without seeing umpteen Ralph's. I remember Johnny Carson used to use Ralph's a lot as a punchline. Remember that, Dan, when Johnny was always happy to take a shot at Ralph's, and Ralph's was happy for the mention, I think, probably, right?
I sure do remember that. I do miss Johnny Carson.
Yeah, I do too, as a matter of fact, a lot. I like Jay Leno, but the people at NBC aren't too smart about how they do things. They should hire you. You've had all kinds of experiences.
I can't tell jokes like Jay, but what I find a little curious is the fact they're announcing this guy's leaving a year before he leaves.
Yeah, right.
It makes a pretty tough year.
That's a real motivating factor, isn't it? You're fired next year. Right. It's the vice president of operations at Kroger's and Ralph's. How much were you involved in the hiring and firing of people? I guess I asked the question because sometimes you wonder when you go to different supermarkets, the caliber of people who wait on you, whether it's in the aisles, behind the counter, the people who are cash, check out at the register. It really differs a lot from store to store, doesn't it?
Oh, it sure does. You know, I was involved, you know, Ralph seems to me now, that's like a different life. But when I was there, the hiring and firing I was involved with in my whole career, I was involved in many, many different levels. But what you're seeing probably, Doug, is that there's a stark difference in those operators that are non-union versus those that are union. Unfortunately, those operators that are union have some limitations and some obstacles that those that are non-union don't have, and you can actually see that to your point. You can see that when you go into a store. You can almost always tell those stores that are non-union versus those that are union. And here's another curious fact, is if you look at every year there's, I don't know what the site is, a survey that does the 100 best companies to work for.
Yep.
You'll invariably find 10 or so grocery retailers on there. The one thing they all have in common is that they are non-union shops.
Really? That is pretty interesting. You got to motivate people, pay the same. Delta, for a long time, I think it's still, their pilots are not union, and they've always paid them more than whatever union pilots would be making, working, let's say, at American or United, and they just seem to have, sometimes, at least that part of their operation is more pleasant than some of the other parts. So that's an interesting idea and an overview. And somebody like you and me, you've run a big company. I've just had small companies all my life, but I am not, I belong to 7 different unions in my life, and I don't know that any of them made my life better, but I had to in order to work at the place where I was working. So that's a very interesting observation, I think. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Now, I'm wondering about whether it's harder to do in certain places, certain locations, certain parts of the country, or closer to cities, that you run the risk more of having unions, whereas out of the country you might not.
That's certainly true. And here in Southern California, one of the interesting things that you'll find is that probably 20 years ago, 80% of all food sales in Southern California were done by those companies that had affiliations with union, and actually they had to run on union. Now that has been going away. Sales have been transferring to non-union. We're at a point now where the retail sales in Southern California are probably, from a union stores, are down about 40% of business, where just it's probably two decades ago that they were 80% of business.
Wow.
So you're seeing a huge transfer of sales from those union stores to non-union stores. And the reason is fairly simple math, is that if you've got to pay somebody with benefits and retirement and all that goes with a union job, you know, you got to pay them $25 an hour fully loaded, and they've got to sell milk at the same price. Who can sell milk cheaper, the union shop or the non-union shop? And those folks that understood the restrictions or obstacles of union shops exploited it. That's mm-hmm. what's happened in Southern California. It's happened in other parts of the country, too.
Now, we were talking earlier about the showrooming, whether or not it's good for stores. And I think it makes a difference whether it's less than a supermarket. People aren't going to go in and check your oranges out and then go across the street to Bonds and check theirs out and see who's got better oranges. But there is a lot to the story about couponing. I don't know if you heard us talking about that or not. Couponing in the sense that it's big when things are slow and when fewer of them are used, it means the economy's turning around. Did you find that to be the case when you were working at Ralph's?
Yes, I did. I tell you what, it's a bigger, not a bigger story, but a large impact about the couponing is that as a strategy for marketing, a lot of companies use what they call double couponing. And if you've seen over the last 4 or 5 years, these major companies have changed their policies with regard to double couponing, and that has impacted dramatically the coupon redemption, because that's what drove it. But that is a very, very costly enterprise when you double a coupon, because what they do is that entire dollar, say it's a dollar coupon that gets doubled, that dollar is taken right off the bottom line of these companies. And you're talking about companies that have margins, you know, when it's all said and done, of 1 to 2%. That dollar per coupon is a lot of money.
But don't people love to be in this kind of a business because it's all cash?
It's cash is traffic. Cash is traffic.
It really is. Now, you've gone on.
I heard you talking earlier about what you were talking about, showcasing and window shopping. I tell you, people wouldn't think about it, but that is a problem. Not a problem, but it's one of the changing dynamics in grocery retailing, is that you wouldn't think about it, but Amazon is probably, for those grocery retailers, Amazon is probably the looming competitor out there they got to worry about over the next couple decades.
How do you buy a hamburger from Amazon? Roberta fascinatingly buys everything from Amazon. How the heck are you going to buy a hamburger there?
Well, I buy the vegetarian burgers and vegetarian food from Amazon and the gluten-free products from Amazon.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So I have no idea that's what they sold.
Well, they sell a ton of gluten-free products.
Really?
Yeah.
So, Dan, this is so that means that these stores, they have all kinds of competition from places like Walmart. I mean, the legitimate grocery stores versus the Walmarts, although Walmart, I guess, now is the largest retailer of food in the country, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. And
that's correct. Think about that. Here's a company, Doug, that did not sell one grocery probably in 1978, 79, and now they are the number one grocery retailer in the world.
Yeah, it's amazing. So you're on the circuit now. You talk to groups about your expertise here, or you motivate people. What do you do as you speak around the country?
Well, I've got some ideas about leadership that I'd like to share. Mm-hmm. I've learned a lot of things in grocery retailing with respect to leadership and management, where the industry is going, and that's what I try to share. One of the things that I learned in grocery retailing, Doug, is that in any job, what you're looking for is discretionary effort, and that's the key. If you can get your workforce to give you that discretionary effort, I have found, and I think this is true, you probably found the same thing, that your employees can get by giving you, you pick a number, say 70, 75% of their effort. If you can get those leaders, those bosses, to tap into that and get that discretionary effort and you can get that from all of your people, that makes a huge difference on the work product and how the company actually performs by getting discretionary effort. And that's one of the things I work at trying to help people get that from employees.
All right. I think that's the people who are running their own businesses need, sometimes they don't want to take the time, but they need to know what the employees are thinking, and they need to deal with employees a la circa 2013. It's not the good old days. I was watching a movie last night. Charlize Theron was working in a coal mine or something, an iron mill, and was really mistreated. Jeremy Renner was in it. It must have been made about 10 years ago. And it just showed how these big companies bully people around. You can't do that anymore. So this is, I'm sure, something that people find very inspirational. Check out Dan Riley's website. It's theinspiredgrocer.com. Dan, thanks for being here, and good day.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
I had a big trumpet. Da-da-da-da-da. Maybe we could find a trumpet to announce something that really is very, very special. It's connected to the Doug Stephan Good Day program and a new concept in getting businesses started, getting people who've got great ideas to the forefront. It's a concept called crowdfunding. And as of today, as of this moment, the Good Day program is launching the first radio reality series based on this new crowdfunding idea. This is a crowdfunder incubator program, in fact. The crowdfunding idea came together actually when a fellow named Mike Hayes that I've known for a long time, he's a media marketing person, and Robin Eschler, who is a lady that I met this past year who's a marketing professional, we've come together, and a lady named Ranjini Mukhopadhyay, she's a public relations pro, all of us are here together to sort of give you an idea how crowdfunding works, how you can learn about something that may help you or your business or somebody you know who is trying to come up with a great idea and doesn't have the money to do it. So let's start with Mike as the marketing professional here. This was an idea actually that you hatched. You deserve the credit for coming up with this particular plan. So if you can, and I know it's not easy for you, Mike, because you're a radio guy, to in 60 seconds or less explain what this is all about, it will be great.
Well, you know, people today need money. They need money maybe to start their own job, their own small business, to do something in their community or for their health. You can crowdfund, Doug, for anything. Well, crowdfunding has now reached a tipping point, and we've got the pros on the phone with us who are great at helping to put the crowd into crowdfunding. That means bring the funders in the crowd to a crowdfunding campaign. And that's to help launch a new product, start a new business, or really any cause-related or social event that is coming up. Yeah, again, I cannot emphasize enough the beauty of crowdfunding. It's a way for small business people or really almost anybody to access funds in a very tight economy. And the other thing we're going to do is not only help small business, but we also want to revolutionize traditional media. It's all coming together in a very exciting way, and we've got a couple of top pros here that really know how to help people get the crowd into their crowdfunding campaign.
Robin Eschler, what is the crowdfunding series on the radio all about?
The crowdfunding series on the radio is probably one of the most exciting parts of this whole venture. We're going to be doing a radio reality show where we're going to have contestants from our incubator that we've created, where we will be able to take people who are creating campaigns, who are excited about what they're raising money for, and put them in front of an audience, somewhat like American Idol, where we can have the industry pros take a look at them, judge them, give them tips, and move them forward in what they're going to be accomplishing with their campaign. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be putting a lot of people together, and everybody's going to be learning and growing from this experience.
Sounds more like Shark Tank to me than American Idol. Let's keep going. Rajini, as a PR pro, what is the, you've dealt already with a lot of these crowdfunding campaigns. Would you explain a little how it works and how what we're doing here may enhance a lot of people's efforts to crowdfund?
There's a lot of elements that go into a successful crowdfunding campaign. And working with some successful campaigns like Stick and Find Technologies and Tetherboard, we've come across key elements that play into the role of making a campaign work properly, which is the video and the emphasis on how important the video is and the messaging in the video is. Really coming up with some really creative and great perks and getting your community involved with these perks that will benefit their lives and will benefit the campaign. And then also being able to explain your campaign in the right way and the right tone so that community involvement becomes really, really easy. So there's a lot of great ways that we can help startup companies, individuals, people with big ideas but small funds come up with great crowdfunding campaigns and then help incubate them and then put them in this great contest where they can go head-to-head on their different ideas.
All right, so my request is that all of you who are listening to this, check out gooddaycrowdfunding.com. That's gooddaycrowdfunding.com.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's tutoring my students after school.
It's staying late at the office.
And it's grading papers on weekends.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has a personalized interview that helps you get deductions and credits specific to you, from school supplies to continuing education credits, so you get back every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.